So all the boys and girls coming forward can sit down, making sure that you can see the screen, okay? Because we're going to have a little video as part of our story today. While everybody's getting situated, I just want to say a very special thank you to all the kids who played in the bell choir. The handbells were so beautiful this morning, and it's great to have you giving us this special music. So everybody can see the screen, right? All right. This morning, Pastor Rick is going to be talking to us in his sermon about a passage of scripture in the book of the Bible called Acts. So if you look in your Bible, it's divided into two sections, the New Testament and the Old Testament. So Acts is in the New Testament, the second part, and it's the fifth book of the Bible. And it talks about what happened to people who believed in Jesus and were friends of Jesus after Jesus went back to heaven. So once they kind of got their heads around the fact that Jesus was back in heaven and they were still here, they had to figure out what they were going to do. And it says in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35, that all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. So they were one in heart and mind. What do you think that means? Do you think that they were always thinking the exact same thing? Maybe not on every single thing, but they acted together to accomplish what it was they thought Jesus wanted them to do while he was in heaven and they were here. And there is an example of how animals do that. Not animals we see very often, but we're going to watch a little video of a group of animals working like they have one heart and one mind. So I'm thinking of an animal. See if you can think of what it is. Mostly lives in Africa, lives in a group. What do you think?
A gorilla.
A gorilla. That's a great guess. It's much smaller animal than a gorilla. What do you think? A what? No, they're actually a little bit bigger than a gorilla. Okay, one more. Very small. They live in groups. Okay.
A zebra?
No, smaller than a zebra. It's a meerkat. So how many of you have seen videos of meerkats? Yeah? Yeah. And what do you notice about them? Do they just do their own thing? No, some of them, well, sometimes they do, but a lot of times they work together. Somebody's on alert, somebody's doing work, somebody's taking care of the babies, somebody's getting food. So we're going to see a one-minute video of a meerkat family working together in one heart and mind. They're not necessarily Christians, but think about how they work together. And then when you see meerkats in the future, you can be thinking about how Jesus wants us to work as we tell other people about him while he's in heaven and we're here. Okay. That was fun, huh? I want a meerkat to live at my house, kind of, don't you? But I couldn't have one. I'd have to have like 12 minimum. That could be a problem. Anyway, thank you all for your attention. And I trust that when we see meerkats in the future, we'll think about working with one heart and one mind for God's purposes in this world. Let's bow our heads for a prayer. And then you guys are going to get the baskets over there. And we're going to collect an offering that helps with Christian education, okay? So let's close our eyes, bow our heads. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for a beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you for this place to be with you and with our family and friends. And we ask your blessing on this money and all these boys and girls who are growing up in our church. We love you and we love them. In Jesus' name, amen.